This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
See if we can read into the day today. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the DJV Experience. If you go to the website, you'll notice the D is in a big red circle with a J and a V.
Yeah, I noticed that. What happened with that? What that's all about?
Well, because this is the DJV Experience.
But I just remember a little while ago when the J used to be the one that was red.
Uh-huh, but it's not the Jennifer Horn Show.
Oh, my God.
Not until I croak. Anyway, all right, here we go. Let's get back to what's going on today. Today. This is here and now.
That red cleared everything up.
Thank you very much. Yes, it did. Right. Oh, it came
from so glad that we had so many conversations about that. Yes. Such important stuff.
There's a study out today, speaking of important stuff, Victoria, the vast majority of sexy material consumed online is consumed by women. New report out today revealing that women are actually more likely to watch sexy things, another word for it begins with a P, on their mobile phones than men are. 72% of worldwide traffic to these sites comes from smartphones and tablets that belong to women. 28% comes from desktop usage. So mobile usage is higher with women than men. Why would that be? I will ask you, not knowing
why
you,
is it?
Why is it
more
important?
More women are watching on their phone
yes.
than men are watching on computers.
Yes.
So men are more blatant about it. Maybe.
Is that what it is?
I feel like there's more of a practical answer here, and I don't know if we want to talk about it this early. I feel like there's some logistics involved that might
really?
Make...
You can't take your desktop with you.
Is that what it is? Oh, all right.
I'll leave it at that. I feel like there's some logistics that would make men want to watch a desktop computer more so than...
Right.
Yeah.
Sit down and relax.
Have a glass of wine. Yeah,
men don't do that.
No.
Okay, WikiLeaks says, well, this is sort of like Julian Assange to the rescue. You'll remember that, as a matter of fact, number three on the list of the big items this week on the charts from Talkers Magazine, focusing on WikiLeaks and all the information they dumped onto the world scene from the CIA. And so... Now, what they said, or what Assange said yesterday, is that he and WikiLeaks will work with Apple, they'll work with Google, they'll work with the tech companies to help defend them against the CIA, and to therefore protect you, the people that use their products. And I think so now, there's a little squirming going on with the guys in these technology companies, because they've all said, Assange, he's immoral. And wait a minute, but if he can help us, help our clients and customers have protection, then maybe we ought to hook up with him. So what seems like a good deal here? Anybody want to weigh in on that? Anybody concerned about the CIA and who's listening? Speaking of ladies and what they're watching in their own spare moments, this is the fact that there is this continuing, it shouldn't surprise us, but the continuing unloading of information so that we are familiar with and we become cognizant of how much of this stuff these people are really doing. And I think that's the service that comes from WikiLeaks, frankly. Assange may be a horrible human being, but that doesn't stop us from being, doesn't stop me from being appreciative of his work, Snowden's work. I don't think Snowden's a bad guy at all. And so here we are faced with all this information. I don't even know what we do with it, but one way to benefit from having the information is to learn how to protect yourself. It's sort of like the old business with the IRS. They put in new rules so that you can't take this deduction. But before the ink gets dry, the smart people who are doing accounting have already figured out another way to get the same thing done. So is that the case here? The CIA and their thunder thud methods, the people at WikiLeaks figure out how to get around it. And so, you know, maybe you're free of... You think these people are going to stop trying to nose into your business? No. This slows them down a little.
I just think interesting because the controversy this week was, you know, Trump's tweet last Saturday about whether or not Obama wiretapped, or the Obama administration wiretapped Trump Tower, and they said, well, that's impossible. We would never spy on our citizens without a FISA warrant, without all. But this is what's kind of crazy, to have this information dumped out, and I struggle with whether or not Julian Assange is doing us a service by putting this information out there. I don't know. I mean, I feel like this totally compromises our national security, but at the same time, it lets Americans know that we're vulnerable to these devices in our homes that we all have become addicted to, being able to
compromise
listen to.
Wait a minute. How does this compromise
security? Lets our secrets out to other countries who are
what
desperate
secret?
To know
what I'm watching on my laptop. I need the, that's
well,
a
this
secret?
Was, if you read the whole report, the CIA has, I mean, the report says that they've used this to spy overseas. And not and
what,
on
who
their,
are they spying on overseas?
I don't know.
Find
there's
out what what's her face Merkel makes for dinner. What kind of hamburger she uses in her meatloaf?
Yeah, that's I mean we know important. We wiretapped her.
Yeah, well that's because we wanted to find out what kind of meat she uses in her meatloaf. This is not. You know,
but, I mean,
show me where it's worked. The places where it's worked, and we've really gotten some bad guys. I'm all for using whatever technology we have to use. But this wholesale spying on not only Americans but other people is outrageous, and it's why we are labeled the ugly Americans.
Well, I don't think that's why. I mean, everyone's been spying on each other for, you know, since World War I or World War II. I mean, that's not, this is nothing new. Spying on another country is nothing new. I'm with Jen on this, though. But I mean, I agree with you, Doug, in the sense that this isn't news. I mean, what country really believes or is shocked by America can spy on people with their cell phones? Like, how is that news to anybody right now? So I agree with that. Like, I don't really get the point of it. On the other hand, I agree with Jen. I'm still on the fence about Julian Assange and the WikiLeaks movement. I don't really know how I feel about it. Sometimes I feel like, okay, that's a good thing that happened. Other times I also wonder, are they releasing documents that are sensitive or that other people could take advantage of? I don't know. And I think a lot of Americans, at least friends of mine that I've talked to about the WikiLeaks, we're kind of all like in the middle somewhere. Like there's some good and there's some bad.
Yeah.
We don't really know how we feel about it.
There is good and bad. I mean, I think that's the fairest way to depict it. I mean, you can't say it's all good, all the stuff
right.
that he's doing.
And I think my issue with Julian Assange is I just have trouble believing that he's doing it for the good of the people.
Oh, right. I
think that he's doing whatever is going to benefit him most.
Mm-hmm.
In
oh,
moment.
Come on. How can you say 100%. That? He's a sweet, nice guy.
Oh,
yeah.
No.
He's a
on.
Teddy bear.
No.
Yeah.
Just ask the woman he raped.
Yeah.
Allegedly.
Allegedly, yeah.
Oh, okay, wow, okay.
15.
We're going to defend him with an allegedly? Really?
No, we're not
but
defending him
throw,
at all. I just said
you know,
he was a
yeah, believe me, I don't defend him at all. I hate to throw that claim around unless it's really true. So.
All right, I can throw a claim that I know is true. You ready for my claim?
Yes.
That's true without doubt. And you all will agree with me, the parachute sheet market, getting our sheets together, getting in bed with the best, all of the things that you can find that are fabulous from the Parachute Bedding Company, how it's changed our sleep. Ours, when I say that, Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and me, no, we're not having a menage a trois is three, so if we had four, what would it be? Quadruplage?
Somehow less sexy than menage a trois.
Yes, it is. This is, considering, you know, why you jump into bed, there are all kinds of different reasons for wanting to be in bed. Getting a good night's rest is one of them. Having wonderful relationships with somebody you care about, something else. Parachute bedding is the way to go. This is the way to go. From the moment you unbox your parachute, sheets, pillowcases, duvet covers, whatever it is that you've ordered, you will find comfort personified. So Jennifer can tell you how parachute bedding has changed her sleep. Victoria can tell you the same thing. Kara can tell you the same thing. But if you're really looking forward to getting into the sack and using your bed for what it's made for, to give you a great experience, there are all these comparisons of the now versus before. I could say to Jennifer, okay, how is it different now that you have the parachute sheets from when you were sleeping on the regular brand X sheets? And did you always use the same sheets before, or did you even pay attention to the brand before?
Never paid attention to the brand, and I did something that I found out was silly that I was doing wrong, and I would look for the highest thread count that I could possibly find that was in my budget. So I'd say if I have, you know, $50 to spend on sheets or $100 to spend on sheets, I'd say, okay, what's the highest thread count that I can get? Well, we found out from our friends at Parachute that the thread count, once you get past a certain number, is just a gimmick, and really it's about the quality of the material, and this cotton is amazing. I bought some sheets, no joke, about a year ago that had, or were supposed to have, a really high thread count, thousands of, you know, 1,000 threads or whatever. I put them on my bed, and I'd wake up in the middle of the night sweating, and I realized when I did a little research that they had acrylic in them, and that it wasn't just cotton, pure cotton sheets, and that's the worst feeling to me. You want to stay cool at a certain temperature, even during the winter months when it's cold outside. You don't want to feel stifled and sweaty when you wake up in the morning.
Nope.
Yep. And I used to fall victim to the thread count marketing thing also. I mean, any same thing with that, as Jennifer said, I'd go into Bed Bath & Beyond. Okay, what's on sale with the highest thread count? Like, what can I get? And unfortunately, right after Christmas, I got a gift card to Bed Bath & Beyond. I bought some sheets, and they're horrible. And they were a really high thread count. They're like 700 thread count, and they're so scratchy, I don't even use them anymore. So, and I can't return them. Unlike Parachute, you can return them if you don't like them, which I can't actually see anyone returning them, but if you need to, you have 60 days. So
it's a fabulous guarantee.
Yeah, it's incredible.
The 60-night trial means you can test run your sheet for 2 months. If you don't love them, you send them back and they donate them to Habitat for Humanity. Okay, get in to the great position, the great comfort that we're all talking about by going to parachutehome.com/DJV. That'll get you free shipping, easy returns, that sort of thing. ParachuteHome.com to have the experience the ladies are talking about. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals. No synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world.
Across the globe, a child goes blind every 5 seconds. We live in a culture saturated with visual cues, but for some, the world is a blur. Since 1997, the Little Rock Foundation has been leading innovative social programs, advancing legislation, and providing information and education to those affected by visual impairment. Gain the resources you need or make a donation today to the Little Rock Foundation. Find us on the web at tlrf.org. You can make a difference.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. I scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. What doesn't make sense is, if a highway splits, it's a fork in the road, then wouldn't the long straight stretch be a knife in the road? And then, wouldn't a cul-de-sac be a spoon in the road? What would a spork be?
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive.
Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Lifetime Gray's 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
It's music time every hour at this time in the hour. We spend some time with music news, people that are in the world of music, what they're doing, etc., etc., etc. There's a film that was found, Liverpool, England police recruitment film, was back to 1958, that has made people wonder. The first glimpse, is this the first glimpse of Lennon, McCartney? McCartney's brother Michael was a part of the early, they weren't called the Beatles then, they were called what the heck were they called?
Yeah, what were they in 1958?
They weren't the Beatles.
How old were they? Were they just like
58? They would have been
high school age.
Yeah, late. Yeah, they were seniors
than,
in high
yeah,
school.
Yeah,
about
that. Yeah,
right. Yep. So it is indeed Beatles footage. Probably the earliest known film appearance of any of the group members. Michael McCartney, who's Paul's brother, said he believed it was him and Paul and John Lennon together. So this is an interesting thing. Liverpool, where they get started. I remember once I went by. They say you wouldn't believe the neighborhood they came from. You really couldn't. I was there once. It just is. It's when you think about people and how they take advantage of opportunity, and you see where they are now, and you see where they come from. Here's another example of people who were good. And this is God-given as far as I'm concerned. These people didn't come together by accident, these four guys.
And that talent
never,
is, I mean,
never
you can study your
me.
Whole life and never have that type of talent.
Yeah, right. Just they all work together.
Yep.
So, and this is, by the way, crank this up. This is my favorite early Beatles song. Sing this to the top of my voice.
Stop, please.
He said that to me last night. Matter of fact,
did he?
I was singing to him last night, and he looked at me, and he said, "Stop!" He didn't say it like quite like that, but he looked at me and he smiled because he knows what the impact is of it now. So he just smiles when he's about to say it. Anyway, the footage shows McCartney along with Michael, his brother, and Lennon on the rooftop of their home on Forthland Road. It's 34 minutes long. and I'm sure it's going to be made public pretty quickly.
It's on YouTube now. You can go.
Is it on YouTube?
Yeah, you can check it out this weekend. I believe the Beatles throw. They show up in around the 34 minute mark. It's a 41 minute long video.
Yeah, you got to get into it 34 minutes.
Right, or just forward. Scroll through, yeah.
Yeah, as it were. All right, so there's the Beatles story for today. Now let's change the tone and tenor to focus on Tupac Shakur. Coachella, back in 2012, saw a hologram of Shakur.
Mm-hmm.
Michael Jackson also has a hologram. Is it at Coachella? Where is the Michael? Is it Las Vegas?
Michael Jackson, well, his hologram appeared at the 2014 Billboard Music Awards.
Ah,
right.
Okay, yeah. So there's a hologram revolution going on in terms of music. You can walk through any airport and see the holograms now of the flight attendants. You do that when you go through the airport? You see them all over the place. This has become quite the technology.
Holograms of the flight attendants?
Holograms.
Really?
You can go. The Boston Airport has a stewardess, a flight attendant for American, in a hologram telling you what to do and where to go.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's so like Back to the Future too.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so anyway, how can this be applied to the future? Will all big stars have a hologram? Well, they have holograms of Elvis now, right? John Wayne? Right? So,
I think
why would
so, yeah.
Everybody be?
I mean, it's kind of a cool idea, and especially for a show at like somewhere place like Vegas would be perfect for that. You know, I mean, any type
for
of you
emphasis.
Know.
But I felt like that thing that they did with Tupac at Coachella was a little much. A little creepy.
Was it creepy?
I didn't see that, actually.
The whole thing, I mean, when you think about bringing somebody back to life, and that's what it's an attempt to bring to make some money off of these people after they're dead.
Mm.
And so I guess it works. It's always a plan to make a few bucks here and there, ladies and gentlemen. This is America, after all. 28 past the hour.
Ransomware is software that can infiltrate your business through email, enabling cyber criminals to hijack sensitive information as ransom for your own data's release. Leveraging Barracuda email security with advanced threat detection can stop a ransomware attack in its tracks. As an added measure, Barracuda Backup allows you to recover your data without having to surrender to extortion. Crime doesn't pay when you protect your business data with Barracuda. Go to Barracuda.com/ransomware to learn more.
If you're a CPAP user, soap and water cleaning may leave harmful bacteria, viruses, and mold that can make you sick. That alone will keep you up at night. Until now, SoClean.com is the world's first and only automated hands-free CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. SoClean kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs without soap, water, harsh chemicals, or even equipment disassembly. And now, you can try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474.
SoClean changed the CPAP experience for the better. My health has improved. It's simple to use, and I'm not worried about infections.
SoClean's revolutionary design makes it easy to clean your CPAP and protect you against CPAP-related illnesses. Plus, SoClean works with all popular CPAP devices to clean them in minutes. It really is that easy. Don't risk your health. Call SoClean.com now to try it risk-free for 30 days. Call 1-800-967-7474. This offer won't last. Call now. 800-967-7474. 800-967-7474.
Are you ready to better your life and up your business game? Secret Knock has been hailed one of the top events for business leaders in 2017. Ranked number one by Inc.com and number two by Forbes.com. This two-day event has a limited number of seats and they fill up fast. Hear real-life legends give their best advice. Also, make valuable business connections and prepare for 2017 to be your best year yet. Visit SecretKnock.co to learn more and apply now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. SolarC is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why SolarC beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why SolarC is energy insurance for your family.
I'm Maria Brouse, Director of Media and Community Relations with Publix Supermarkets. Did you know that premature birth is the number one killer of babies in the United States? Or that survivors can face a lifetime of serious health problems? But you can help. Join me and Publix for the March for Babies Walk. We'll work together to raise funds for research and programs that help the March of Dimes fight premature birth and birth defects and improve the health of moms and babies. Start your team today at marchforbabies.org.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine, and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with a trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Hot stuff on the radio. Wonderful, memorable days and weeks can be yours by listening to the DJV Experience. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan, talking about a lawyer who had a problem in the court yesterday in Florida. A suit caught fire. He had e-cigarettes in his pocket and the batteries overheated. He was defending somebody accused of arson.
Yeah.
Sports news coming up, plus the food news. But young babies and young people in the news, you may or may not have remembered this week. It was the anniversary of the birth of baby Jessica. No, not baby Jesus. Baby Jessica, no relation. 30 years ago, many of you probably remember when this young girl was rescued from the backyard. She fell into a well. And she was down in there for 60 hours. Remember that? It doesn't seem like 30
people
years.
People were,
oh my God,
like glued to the TV.
Oh,
watching
my God.
This.
It was a national thing. Yes.
Yep.
Right. Yep. She's now 30 years old. Her name is Jessica McClure Morales now. She answers to the name Baby Jessica from friends and people who find or meet her in Midland, Texas, where she lives. She understands
she
why so many
well.
People. I would have thought so. She said, God was on my side. My life is a miracle. And that is true. How many of us remember now? I'm flashing back in my mind to the scene of the paramedics and the rescuers, people trying to save that baby's life.
How old
and
was she? I mean,
months old.
I've heard about this story, but how does an 18-month-old child wander into a well? Like,
you climb up the...
They asked her to fetch some water. But,
no,
like, where were her parents? I don't understand how this happened.
Well, I think that's a great question, Victoria. Underscores.
I mean, Miles is 18 months old, right? I mean, Miles
is
wandering into wells.
Miles is 2 years and 3. No,
okay.
He's wandering down. Last night, he and I and Megan went to dinner, so we were. Well, he eats quickly, and I usually am done quickly, and Megan's still eating, so I take him outside while she's finishing her dinner, and there was a wall next to the restaurant. It was about 4 feet high, and he wanted to walk on it. So I put him, he likes me to put him on my shoulders. And Carrie, he'll look at me and say, shoulders? And then, but we walked by this 4 foot wall, and so he walked on it, and he was okay. I mean, I held on to him, certainly. But that's the thing. Children are going to want to explore, because that's what they're all about.
Right.
And then it's our job as parents or grandparents to make sure that they're in a safe zone. I mean, we all make mistakes, and we all
of course.
Are going to perhaps look, you're not looking the other way, but you're not always focused on it, because it's a serious job. But if you're
right.
deciding to be a parent, it's part of the responsibility to be a yep. serious focus on,
it's
have a serious
gig.
Focus. That's right. Yep. So anyway.
Well, luckily, baby Jessica made it out okay.
Baby Jessica's okay. There's a study out this week on how to raise a mindful child. I didn't need this in order to come to the same conclusion. Books that are around, when I get to the house like I do in afternoons, I get maybe there around 4 o'clock, and Miles is getting up from his nap, and he wants me to read a Richard Scarry book, or now maybe there's some good Dr. Seuss books around that you can entertain and teach them. He now knows, and he can cite or recite the things in the stories. Whatever, if it's about a truck or a train, man, he's there. He wants to have and so he'll sit in my lap, and I'll go through it, and he'll, if you're not going fast enough, he'll say, faster, and he'll move to the next page or something. but that's, you see, exposing them to, and I don't mean to sound like a Jerkelberger, but we exposed our two children, Brennan and Megan, to all this kind of stuff when they were young. And it's all about pictures. It's all about thinking. It's all about how to have children allow themselves to find themselves and express themselves. And there's no judgment that goes with it. Miles understands what he can do and what he can't do. He knows what his boundaries are. He's always testing them because that's what kids do. But he's also very interested in making sure that that he doesn't go too far. Sort of reminds me of my late dog, Charlotte. She'd go so far, and then she'd turn around and look and make sure that you were behind her. And Miles does the same thing. He ran down the street last night. He and I were running down the street, and we had a race. And he'd go so far, and then he'd stop and turn around and make sure that I was there. And I think that's...
So he was beating you? A two-year-old was beating you, is what you're saying?
Yes, that's what he's saying.
I think that's what you let them do. Anyway, so this study this week suggests that you allow children to understand technology. That's one of the things I'm proudest of Megan about. Just no screens, no nothing around. The only thing he's ever seen is a video on a train. And so I think that's what this study from Child Development suggests, that there are some things in the new way of doing things that are good, and then there are other things that maybe we go back to the good old days of how we used to raise our children, or how we were raised if we had parents that were cognizant at all. My parents knew the value of an education, and so there was that much. But I was always curious anyway. I don't know. I don't really know that much about my sister's schooling. My younger sister went to the same alma mater as I did, and I don't know much about what she accomplished there. My oldest sister went to work out of high school, but I remember us. I don't remember us reading things, but I was on my own. Whatever I accomplished, I did it on my own. I don't know how I developed the curiosity. People laugh at me now because I'm still doing the same thing I did when I was a kid. Who? What? Where? Why? That sort of thing. I'm still asking questions, which I did when I was 3 years old. But it's an atmosphere, I think, that you create. So when you have children, Jennifer, and when you have children, Karen, when you have children, Victoria, you'll create the atmosphere that's necessary for you to have children that'll be curious. I think that's basically the bottom line, Victoria, yeah. This whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's all about being encouraging.
And reading is so key.
Curious.
I was read to. My mom read to me all the time, and that made me want to read. And I think there's curiosity because you're constantly you're craving more information, which I think is really good.
Yeah, it sure is.
And the screen thing, you know, it makes me, because I'm more aware of it now, I'm looking around at little kids who have these devices, and it's just, they're just little baby blobs, you know, and it's just, you can just see they're just fixated on the screens. It's not good for their eyes. There's so much research out now. It's not good for their brain development.
Neurons, exactly.
I mean, it's to me, it's kind of BS parenting, you know, just shove the kid in front of the TV.
Right.
And I was not raised that way. My mom constantly, like Jen's mom, constantly read to us, and we were interactive. Yeah. We memorized poetry and stories and stuff, and that's how our brains became curious about learning. And it wasn't just about sitting in front of the TV. And I constantly tease my fiance because he was totally raised by TV, which, you know,
really?
When you meet him,
really?
Doug, you'll realize that it had an effect.
Okay. It did. Okay, here's one other item of interest when it comes to children and curiosity. Here's the story of a 14-year-old Danish youngster who uncovered a plane, a World War II plane. He was out doing research for his history class. Name is Daniel Christensen. He and his father discovered the wreckage of a World War II German plane, a Messerschmitt fighter, and the remains of the pilot were in the plane.
Oh.
How about that for a scary wake-up, rise and shine? They were out in the field with a metal detector. They were looking for some old plates or something for him to bring to school. Instead, they discovered the remnants buried in their field of this plane. They dug down just below the surface. They got through the dirt, and they found metal fragments, and then the bones and pieces of clothing. It was like opening a book from yesterday, the father said. His grandfather had told the story about German planes that crashed back in 1944. This kid said, I thought it was a good story. They even found the pilot's papers, for God's sakes, and his name. Wow.
They also found three unused condoms, which is really weird.
That's a little weird.
Right, that is a
that was going on in there.
Yeah.
And food stamps, I guess, from
well,
his,
you know.
Where his base was. I guess that's how the army would pay them or something. But, it's unbelievable. What a discovery.
I didn't find that in your backyard. I can only find my backyard has bones of cows. Yeah, that's about it. It's 44 past the hour. Sports news coming up in a moment. First, though, our food news brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. For the big games this weekend, are the what's going on? The NBA getting into
March
finals. March Madness is getting started, right? You want to sit around and have a good snack, and then you want to be fresh and delicious and have people in the room talk about this snack. Make Tasty Lee Tomatoes the base of the snack. Cook a good meal with Tasty Lee Tomatoes. You can go online to Tasty Lee. It's tasty with an I, -lee.com, for their healthy recipes. Tons of them. Your family's going to love them. Fresh ways to enjoy fresh tomatoes, fresh food. Visit tasty-lee.com. Tasty Lee Tomatoes, available at your favorite grocery store. Ask for them by name or order them by going to tastylee.com. Tasty with an I, -lee.com, for the yummy, yummy, yummies that are good for your tummy. As far as the food news is concerned today, here's something interesting. There's a large chains of grocery stores in England, one of them are the Waitrose chains, Waitrose stores, and the company has been studying food waste. They stopped sending food waste to landfills. Now they turn any food they can't use by donating it into electricity. The other big company is Waitrose, and there's Sainsbury's. They're turning waste into power as well. They started selling a line of misshapen produce. Remember this story from last spring, I think, Jennifer? We were talking about this. Somebody developed the same thing here in America, a company that looks for ugly fruit and vegetables and sells them at a discount instead of throwing them away.
Weren't they on Shark Tank?
Yeah, I think they may have been.
I think they were Shark Tank. Yeah.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Right. Yep. So, anyway, there are those things that are important, but they're also using this stuff to create energy. You can make ethanol from these old vegetables, same as you use corn for it, you can use the vegetables. And so they use it in their trucks. Less carbon dioxide, very eco-friendly. These people are very smart. And this will translate over to our country. We don't need to be growing as much corn as we do. We can use the food waste to come up with the same thing. And hopefully that'll stick. So something to think about when you look at the, you know, you go on, there's those carts in all the grocery stores that have on them yesterday's food, or it's dated and you're not supposed to use it. Come on. There's nothing. I opened up, nothing will surprise you about what I say. I had a protein mix, some fruit that was in the refrigerator since the last time I was here. And, what happens when there's oxygen or air gets into it, they start to ferment. And so the package will swole up, become swollen, and you know if you pop it, it'll go boom, and it'll be something that comes a little smelly out of it. So that's what I used for my drink yesterday.
You ate that?
That's gross.
Once it gets to the point where it's swelling the package, you're not supposed to eat it.
Yeah, that helps the digestion process better.
Oh, no. Do you scrape off the moldy cheese and eat that first, too?
I actually have scraped mold off cheese and eaten it because it really, like, if only half the cheese is molded, it's no big deal. But when the vegetables start to expand, I think that's you're asking for gut trouble. That's for sure.
All right. Yeah. All right. 10 before the hour with the DJB experience. Everybody wants a good night's sleep, right? Parachute bedding makes modern bedding for a more comfortable home. If you want the sheets that are the best, these are the best for the best night's rest you can possibly imagine. Parachute offers a 60-night trial. That means that you test your sheets for 2 months. If you don't love your new bedding, just send it back. No questions asked. They donate these returns to Habitat for Humanity. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping. This is the most comfortable bedding. I'm not kidding. This is really fabulous. Parachute's bedding is 100% natural. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics. And they give back. They donate life-saving malaria prevention bed nets to those in need through the United Nations Foundation Nothing But Nets campaign. Percale bedding, sateen bedding, soft and smooth. Smooth like no other cotton you've ever felt. Visit ParachuteHome.com/DJV to get free shipping on the best bedding in the world. Cardiovascular issues affect a lot of people in our country, so I'm going to encourage you to think about your heart health by supporting your heart and your health with Super Beets. Superfood powder, mix it with water or put it in a smoothie. The dietary nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets. They help boost circulation, support healthy blood pressure levels. It's all natural. Replace your morning cup of coffee with a shot of Super Beets. The energy boost is there and no crash afterwards. I take Super Beets before every workout, so I can work out longer, get more out of the workout. Unlike coffee or energy drinks, there's only 3 grams of sugar. You'll feel great, get a lot of stamina, and it works in 20 minutes. I want you to try this product. Try it now. Get a bonus 30-day supply of Super Beets free with your first order in regular black cherry flavor, plus the book Beat the Odds, plus free shipping. DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Order Super Beets at DougLikesBeets.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Oh, I want to get away. 53 and change after the hour now, as Focus Travel is before us. And thanks to Pauline Frommer for being here. Frommers.com, Frommer's Travel Guide. They've been guiding you and people in your family to the world's best adventures for, like, what, 60 years or so. So if you want to get one of their books, you can visit them at Frommers.com/store. And there are all kinds of things, including this presentation that's on a podcast at Frommers.com. So we're going to figure out where you're going to get married, Victoria. That's right. Destination Weddings up next here.
Progressive brings you Flowetry with Flow.
Bundles. If you bundle your boat and your SUV, you'll see mass savings for your policy. So you can buy the fancy bait. No need to be a cheesecake. It's in your range. Don't think it's strange. Now your savings are surging, catching bass trout, and yes, even sturgeon. It's the mild fish.
Bundle your boat and auto insurance and save with Progressive. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Discounts not available in all states.
A CNN original series.
Stop doubting and believe.
An epic saga from the dawn of history.
Behold the man.
A miraculous journey that changed the world.
I will lay down my life for you.
Whoever lives by believing in me will never die.
The greatest story ever told.
I believe you are the Son of God.
Finding Jesus. New season Sundays at 9 Eastern and Pacific on CNN.
Jane Applegate, small business expert, with another tip for growing your business, brought to you by Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Set up multiple local numbers to give your business the appearance of being local, no matter where your office is. I also recommend adding a toll-free number to make it easy to serve national customers. There are some 800 numbers, but you can also have an 877-866 or 844 toll-free vanity number that makes your number easy to remember and promotes your business. Keep listening for more ideas here and visit grasshopper.com.
All right, now 56 minutes past the hour, we welcome Pauline Frommer from the Frommer's Travel Guides at frommers.com. When you get married, was it a big deal, your father and your mother and you planned the wedding, and did you decide to go to some exotic place, or did you get married on the top of the Empire State Building? What happened to you when you got married?
When I got married, I did it in my hometown, which is New York City. But you know what? I probably would have paid less if I had done a destination wedding. That's the smart secret about destination weddings. There are a lot of resorts that will throw in a free room for the honeymooning pack or the marrying couple free ceremony. It's more expensive for the guests, but often it can be a good way to save money for the bride and groom.
So is there any place in the world? It's interesting. This is like synchronicity here. Yesterday somebody contacted me, and I have a farm outside of Boston, Pauline, about 114 acres, and it's a beautiful rolling, the fields are great, everything's open, and somebody asked me if I would consider using it for weddings. And I said, of course, it'd be a great place for weddings. And that's the kind of thing. People seem to want to do something different. Now, they don't want to go to church, and they don't want to go to the Justice of the Peace. They just want to, you know, they don't want to do it at home. They want to go and have some fun someplace.
Well, there's wonderful places all over the United States, very creative places. I mean, people are getting married at the lip of the Grand Canyon. They're getting married before the geysers in Yellowstone National Park or with Elvis in Las Vegas. Las Vegas is actually one of the cheapest places to get married, especially if you do a drive-through wedding. I don't know how romantic that is.
Have you ever been to one? I went to one of those once. It was really very interesting, actually, to see. And it was so hot the day I went, my God. It was unbelievable.
I went to a lot of weddings in Las Vegas. I did a book on Las Vegas a while ago, and so I sat through a bunch of weddings so I could review the chapels, but it's a fascinating bit of sociology. The one thing you have to remember if you're going to want to get married abroad, say Italy or Mexico or certain islands in the Caribbean, is a lot of them have residency requirements. Mm-hmm. So you have to be there several days in order to tie the knot. And people plan their weddings and then they go, whoops, uh-oh, we can't spend a month there. We have a whole article on this on frommers.com with all the details on how to do it. But it can be a great adventure and a wonderful vacation for your guests, too, especially if you have a family that's all over the place. Sometimes a destination wedding makes more sense. You can do something in the middle that more people can get to than they could, say, in your own hometown.
Yeah, right. It just is how creative you want to be and how much fun you want to have and how much money you want to spend, you know, all of that sort of thing. Didn't I see something today, a few seconds, of some guy getting into a fight and the plane had to land, was on his way to Hawaii?
Oh, God.
Fighting over a blanket or something.
Oh, boy.
Crazy stuff. All right, find out more about these destination weddings and other good destinations. Frommer's Travel Guide at frommers.com. Pauline Frommer here at 59 past the hour.
Did you know there's a new group of water contaminants with unknown health effects? These emerging contaminants lurking in your water may include prescription, over-the-counter drugs, and new types of herbicides and pesticides. ProPure's improved Pro-1 G2.0 filter meets NSF 401 standards to help reduce these emerging contaminants. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to LibertyOnCall.org. That's LibertyOnCall.org.